Welcome back to NewsRamp Environmental and Energy for Monday morning, August 3rd, 2026. As always, real news stories with AI narration. Visit newsramp.com for the full articles. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Here we go.
Green energy breaks. American Fusion Inc. completes initial Texatron fusion engine testing phase. American Fusion Inc. completed the initial phase of its Texatron fusion engine engineering and testing program, achieving key milestones at Texas Tech University. The company reported successful operation of remote ignition and control systems, plasma switching, high voltage testing in a controlled vacuum environment, and validation of radiation monitoring systems with non-radioactive fusion fuel. No measurable radiation was detected. Future updates and a behind-the-scenes video are expected in the coming weeks.
Network news breaks. Max Power Mining Corp. completes Homeland transaction, retains significant upside through equity stake. Max Power Mining Corp. completed a strategic transaction with Homeland Critical Minerals Corp., exchanging its subsidiary for 11 million Homeland common shares. This gives Max Power nearly 50% ownership in Homeland, maintaining exposure to the Wilcox project. Max Power plans to assess options for its Homeland shares, including potential distribution to shareholders. The company remains focused on advancing its natural hydrogen strategy in Saskatchewan.
HD Bank secures record international syndicated social loan in Vietnam. HD Bank has secured a record-breaking US$721 million international syndicated social loan with the Asian Development Bank and Standard Chartered, among others. This marks the largest international syndicated social loan ever raised by a Vietnamese organization, highlighting global investors' confidence in HD Bank and Vietnam's economic future. The proceeds will support financial inclusion for micro, small, and medium-sized enterprises, particularly women-owned businesses in Vietnam. Abi and KAGF, thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.